Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All righty, let's get going now. Bob, welcome back. We appreciate your help as always. Bob Bertog from Bertog Landscape Company. What's your word for the wise today, sir?
The word for the wise is actually from Patrick Elwood, who calls you the gold standard of talk radio.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow. Who said that? Where can I find?
Patrick Elwood. You can find him down at Bradley Place.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that to me once before. Well, thank you to him and thank you to you. I thought you were going to say something like, keep watering, folks.
That's the word of the day, water, water, water. It's bad. We finished out the month almost 3 inches below normal, and the trend is continuing.
You know, it's just this week I noticed, and again, it got super hot again, but boy, the lawns cracked and just really got dry in the last 5 or 6 days. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, and what happens, unfortunately, when it's so dry for so long and then that heat comes, it actually changes the soil profile, and it makes it harder for the soil when it does rain to absorb the water. So it's time to water. You just have to keep after it.
Bob, I was wondering this, though, as I was watering some of my seeded lawn and sodded lawn last weekend, I thought, where I have these brown spots, how do I know if that's the grass going dormant or the grass is dead? There is a difference, I presume, and I don't know if I'm wasting my time and money watering dead grass, but I don't know. Maybe it's just brown because it's dry. I don't know which is which.
If it's brown at the tops, it's probably just going dormant. So you have to get down into where the crown of the plant is, and if you still see green, then that's going dormant. If it's brown all the way down to where the crown of the plant meets the soil, then it's dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Even on the sod, like I planted the sod, so rolled some of it out there, and some of it, it's sort of like amoeba-shaped blotches of green and brown and green and brown. I'm like, well, what's up with that?
If it was like that right when you unrolled it, it was probably old sod.
No, it wasn't, though. No, it was all green.
Oh, and then it's just blotchy?
Yeah.
Well, when they cut the sod, it's not a perfect cut, though. All the roots aren't going to be the exact same size. So some of those more shallow roots are going to struggle a little bit more, and that's probably all it is. It's just patches of where, when they cut the sod, it was thinner in the root zone. Just keep watering the heck out of it, and it should eventually knit.
312-981-7200. Do you have a question for Bob Bertog? Marcia, you're next. You're on WGN. What's your question for our guest?
Good morning or good afternoon. Bob, I have a hedge of boxwood plants in the front of my house, northern exposure. They're about 15 to 20 years old. Last year, one of them turned yellow, and I had it replaced. And now it's turning yellow again, and the boxwood next to it is turning brown, and leaves are dropping. And I'm wondering, is there something in the soil? Is there some nutrient that it's lacking? What can I do to save it?
Well, there is a fungus that is very particular to attacking boxwoods. But if you describe it as only an individual plant, it would be on all of them. But the one that's yellowing, it's possibly to be overwatering it. Boxwoods don't like a ton of water.
I haven't been watering it at all, to tell you the truth.
Well, then it's not enough water. Usually people overwater when they turn yellow. But you want to water boxwoods maybe twice a week.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. So maybe I should try watering it then?
Let's start with that, yeah.
Okay. And then the one next to it that's kind of browning out, should I water that too?
Was that one new last year as well?
No, that one is one that's in the original hedge.
Without being able to look at it, it could be a number of things. It could be a disease. It could be the fact that it's an established hedge. It's probably not water.
Let me ask this. Try the watering and see what happens, and maybe even get back to us. Marianne, I appreciate the phone call. Bob, if you're going to do it for one, you should do it for them all, right?
Well, the newer box is going to need more water than the rest of the hedge.
This one says, should I worry about my river birches shedding all its leaves this early? I think I've seen several trees in my neighborhood acting like it's October and it was August or early September.
Birch trees especially, that's their natural mechanism for shed. They shed their leaves so they don't have to feed as many of them. It's very normal. The tree will be fine.
My yard question is this, Bob Bertog. What kind of grass is the best to use in an outside dog kennel? Or are we destined to have a dust pit forever? I'll take any suggestions. I guess they're looking for a really kind of hardy grass that can withstand the dog.
Artificial turf is the best.
Ah, come on, Bobby. Can't you? Is it Kentucky bluegrass? Come on.
No, it's the problem is with the dogs and the urine. There's too much nitrogen in there. It's going to burn up pretty much any kind of grass you put out there.
I think they were talking more about them though, just the foot traffic. You know, what's the hardiest kind of grass for walking?
Your perennial ryegrasses and some of your fescues. Those are mostly used in ball field parks.
Oh yeah. Seeds. Right?
Yeah.
This one says, will fall weed and feed fertilizer, will the fall weed and feed fertilizer, I've seen that at the stores, stop the grass from filling in the bare spots on the lawn?
No, that's only the weed and feed you put down in the spring. The weed killer in the fall is for broadleaf weeds only.
So you can put that down and some grass seed as well?
Yes.
When is the best time to aerate and put down winter fertilizer?
Aeration right now is the best time to do it, and the winterizer fertilizer, end of October, beginning of November.
My 300-year-old white is dying. White something. Will people pay for that wood? And where can I find a 2 to 3-year-old oak to plant in my yard? So what's that, a white oak tree maybe, you think, Bob?
Could be.
300-year-old tree. What a shame. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, does anybody cut that down? I wonder if you could sell that wood to somebody. You know anything about that, Bob?
I don't know anything about it, but probably a good woodworker would. If you want to Google that, somebody probably would buy it.
Bob Bertog, president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling, is on a line, and he's answering your questions about what to do with your yard and all that stuff. This is about as bad a year, Bob, I'll bet, as you remember for trying to keep a lawn fresh and green and all of that stuff, huh?
Yeah, it definitely is one of the droughtiest summers I've experienced.
This is Richard on line one. What can we do for you, Rich? You're on WGN.
Yes, I have a hydrangea that was planted 12 years ago, and it has not bloomed since the original bloom when we planted it 12 years ago.
Well, you're a patient man.
It more than likely is an endless summer hydrangea. When they came out, it was about 12 years ago. They were really popular, beautiful flowers, but then the biggest gripe was it never flowered the years after that. You might sometimes get it every other year. The plant is mostly used for the texture of its leaves more than it is for the flowers, unfortunately. But until they can figure out what's going on, the growers are still selling them. But I've heard the same complaint from a lot of people.
And what's the type, Bob, that we're talking about?
Endless summer.
So maybe if, because Brenda and I are in the market for some landscaping plants, maybe I'll pay attention and stay away from an endless summer hydrangea, huh?
Yeah, there's a ton of varieties of hydrangea, but I would stay away from that one if you're really looking for the hydrangea flower.
Good luck to you on that, Richard. Thanks for the call. 847, does liquid aeration work? What is that?
There's some products out there that they have. I've never heard of a liquid one, actually, but there's a granular one that does work very well. It basically breaks down the profile of the soil. If you have if you don't like the plugs, and you don't want to rake them up, and if you have a sprinkler system and you're always hitting the heads, there are alternatives for aeration, the benefits of aeration by using different products.
I see. But when you aerate it mechanically and then you get those little dirt plugs of grass there in your yard, you don't have to rake those up. You shouldn't rake those up, should you?
No, you shouldn't. Actually, that brings they break down and then it brings the micronutrients and stuff to the surface.
Well, you still want that soil. I mean, you're going to lose a lot of soil. How do I get rid of nutshade that has invaded the yard?
I'm not familiar with nutshade.
Is there such a thing as nightshade? Maybe this is a typo.
No, I think it's a typo. I think it's nutsedge.
Ah,
what they're looking for, and it looks it's actually not a grassy weed. So if you try the stuff that you're going to use for crabgrass, it won't do anything. You have to get a product. There's actually a product out there called a sedge hammer. So it's made specifically for controlling nutsedge. And if you try and pull the nutsedge out, it actually grows some little nutlets under the ground, and then you actually crack open that nutlet, and it makes it worse.
Hey, here's a tip from me, y'all. Don't grab poison ivy with your bare hands.
No.
Because I did that this year. 217 said, when is the best time to trim hedges, burning bushes, boxwoods, azaleas? Bob, I kind of trim my hedges and bushes and stuff kind of for aesthetics all year long. You know, if they're starting to grow new stuff and it's getting bigger or bushier than I want, I'm always trimming mine. Is that a problem?
No, it depends on the type of the plant. Some of your spring flowering plants, though, like your viburnum and lilacs, you don't want to be trimming those all season because you're cutting off the buds that have set already for next spring's flower. So you want to trim those things that are spring flowering. You want to trim those right after they're done flowering.
Okay, but then to this person's question about trimming hedges, burning bushes, boxwoods, do you do that? Did you say now or wait?
Well, like a boxwood hedge, I get mine cut at least once a month because I have a very formal look along the walk. So you're not going to hurt anything.
Yeah.
If by keeping them trimmed.
You get that done? Who do you hire for that, Bob?
I don't know. I got a guy, though.
Hey, Bob Bertog, I need to get rid of some messy black walnut trees. Is there a chemical I can pour at the base of the tree to kill it?
That's a great question. I would Google it. Maybe tell the guy that's trying to get rid of the cottonwood. Maybe check with him.
Well, I'm sorry, but I know that everything with a tree is expensive, including tree removal. But I guess you could cut it down and then have the, depending on how big your trunk is, it bore ground out or dug out, right?
Yeah, exactly. They could grind it out.
Which is also just like an expensive proposition, isn't it?
It can be. It's going to be more expensive just to have the tree cut down. Removal of the stump is a fraction of the cost of the removal of the tree.
And some people choose just to leave it there as a result. Maybe they put a half a bathtub there and make it a thing. There's no harm in leaving the stump there, is there, Bob?
No, you might invite some ants to start hanging out in there. So, you could get some critters in there.
Best way to get rid of crabgrass, says 260. Best way to get rid of crabgrass.
There's a post-emergent crabgrass control, and I would use a liquid. I would not use a granular.
And you should do it now, right?
Now, yes.
I did that over the weekend, Bob. I sprayed a liquid all over my lawn to kill that stuff. Now I'm going to wait maybe this weekend or next weekend, and then I'll plant some grass seed, right? Or that's okay? And
yeah.
I might throw some fresh dirt on top of that. I'll get some bags of dirt and push it around. What do you think of that?
I would definitely do that because then that gives the seed a nice little seed bed to germinate.
Kathy, you're on with Bob Bertog. What can we do for you?
Yes, I have a very small backyard, and I'm going to overseed it. Do I put topsoil or peat moss on top, and how thick?
Put topsoil down first just to level everything out, and then put the seed down, and then rake the seed into the topsoil, and then cover the whole area with peat moss.
About a quarter of an inch thick with peat moss?
You don't even need that much. Just, chicken feed, pepper it on there. But
okay.
The topsoil is what's going to hold that seed when it germinates.
Yeah. There's like three different kinds of dirt at the hardware store, Bob. I'm like, I thought dirt was dirt. Do you have any thoughts for me on that?
Well, we've talked about this. Dirt is what you find under the bed.
Okay.
It's soil.
Your Honor, I'd like to rephrase the question. Bob, there's three different kinds of soil in bags at the hardware store. Do you have any thoughts for me on that?
A lot of them have a mixture of, they put in some a compost mix with it, and some of it is for like what you would put in a planter. That's
mm-hmm.
a potting soil mix.
Right.
And that has vermiculite in it and peat moss.
Sure, I get
regular,
that. But for the lawn.
No, I would just use regular topsoil for the lawn. It's fine.
All righty. All right, I'll report back to you, and I know all of our phone lines are ringing, Bobby, and we're out of time. Can you do this with us next week?
Actually, I think I'm in studio next week.
Holy cow, are you going to bring me another Bertog landscaping hat?
Whatever you need, John, you just let me know.
Okay. Bob,
okay.
Come into the studio. We're anxious to see you in-house, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks. We'll see you next week.
It's Bob Bertog.